You're listening to RightDivision.com, brought to you by No Side Bible Church.
And good morning. And the scripture reading for today is in 2 Timothy chapter 2, starting in verse 1. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sakes, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And Father God, we just ask for your blessing on this, the reading of your holy word. In Christ Jesus' name we pray, and for his sake, amen.
We've been busy at work. We started the project in April of 2009, and we're about ready to launch something new and exciting. And today we'll cover a lesson on right division and demonstrate how this new tool for you will become available very soon. So let's open up prayer and we'll get started. Father, we pause now to praise you and thank you for your Son, Christ Jesus. We thank you for the calling we have to get to know you better. We thank you that you've provided us the completed scriptures. We're able to open it up and dive into it and really get to know you. And Lord, through the calling of right division, we know that there's unity in division for cutting things up accurately and studying what applies to us and understanding how to apply it in our lives. So we thank you for the calling of the mystery, the calling of right division. And we thank you for this assembly that we've been able to fellowship for so many years around right division and the calling in Scripture called the mystery. And we thank you for the position we have in you in the heavenlies far above. And we pray that we're good ambassadors for Christ, that we are able to answer the message, the questions of believers with readily enthusiasm, the tools that are available to us, that we might share the Scriptures right divided. So we thank you, Lord, for it. It's in Christ's name we pray. In name we ask it. Amen. 2 Timothy 2:15. Man, is that a very familiar verse around here. You know, when I look at that verse, I like to back up to verse 1 of chapter 2. Because you might notice I have a weight issue. I've always been a heavy man. So I like to say, hey, I'm a fat man. A fat man means I'm faithful, I'm available, and I'm teachable. So being fat from a scriptural perspective is good. So I'm a fat man. So if you look at me in chapter 2, verse 1, 2 Timothy, now therefore, my son, be strong in the Lord, and the grace that is in Christ Jesus. In the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. That's where I get fat. Faithful, available to teach others also. So it's good to be a fat man or a fat woman. We don't discriminate. If you want to be fat, please be fat. Now, you're with this fatness, this weight problem, you are to endure the hardest as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Now, as a person who has a weight issue, I used to travel a lot. And traveling with a heavy girth is not necessarily fun. because if you're flying, you know, they say, okay, this seat, one seat size fits all. You sit in this chair, you're on a plane, and I swear the chair is not made for me. So I prefer to maybe take 1.5, maybe 2. Well, if it's full plane, you can't do that. You have to think like one small person. And you have to put on that seatbelt, and all of a sudden, oh God, that seatbelt doesn't fit. Dadgummit. So you have to raise your hand. Excuse me, I need an extender. Now, invariably, the flight attendants, of course, I'm using the proper term, they're no longer stewardesses. They're called flight attendants. The flight attendants aren't necessarily readily available. So if you get on a plane, you sit down, you put that seatbelt, it doesn't fit. You have to raise your hand, or better yet, bing, push a button. Of course, pushing the button alerts everybody on the plane to you. The flight attendant walks over there. Yes, sir, what do you need? I need an extender. What was that? You need what? I need a seatbelt extender. Oh, we got a fat one here. Give me that seatbelt extender. Throw it. Here you go. What, does it fit? So, being a fat man on a plane is not necessarily fun. It's stressful. So, here in Scripture, being a fat man brings about certain stress. Because here in verse 3, there's a certain hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. So if you're a fat man from Scripture, you need to be prepared, because when you share Scripture, you're not going to be popular. If you share Scripture rightly divided, you really won't be popular. No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Now in my prayer, I talked about an ambassador. You know, I hope to be a proper ambassador for Christ. An ambassador represents the territory that you represent. As an ambassador of Christ, you represent the heavenlies. So as a sojourner here in the flesh, we're ambassadors for Christ. So our behavior reflects our citizenship. So, you know, when we behave as Christians, and if we're able to be faithful and available to teach others also, we'll basically we will endure hardness. So, now, if a man also try for masteries, yet he is not crowned, and except he strive lawfully, the husband, the laborer, that must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, that in the Lord give the understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. Wherein also I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which in the glory of Christ Jesus, which with eternal glory. Now, it's a faithful saying. For if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. Well, that's good, because as a Christian, when I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior, I'm identified with his death, burial, and resurrection. So I'm basically living with him. That makes sense. Well, verse 12 says, if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. Wow, so this warning in verse 3 of this hardness where we endure it has a certain reward to it. Because here, if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. Well, that sounds pretty good. I mean, reigning? You know, I think that's where I'm calling the shots. You know, I like to be reigning. And, you know, that fits me pretty good, you know. So, if I endure the hardness, if I suffer, man, it's not going to be fun right now. But But the fruit that's going to come, I get to reign with Him. I mean, that's incredible. I get to be on the team. I get to be on the A team. I get to be a starter. But if we deny Him, He also will deny us. Well, that's pretty shocking. We were all being collective here, and we were reigning, and we were being inclusive. But if we deny Him, He also will deny us. Well, wait a minute. Aren't I saved? How can He deny me? I'm saved. Oh, perhaps we're not talking about salvation here. We're talking about reward and inheritance. Perhaps this verse is pointing out, if you're on the team, you're on the team. But if you want to be a player, then you're really on the team. You're still on the team, but if you suffer the hardness, then the reward for that suffering is to reign with Him. Yet, if he believe not, verse 13, yet he abides faithful, he cannot deny himself. See, if you're saved, he cannot deny himself. You're in the member of the body of Christ. But there is a certain passage there that verse 11, 12, and 13 really point out there's a separate inheritance and benefit of suffering through the harness of a fat man when you're faithful, available, and teaching others, scripture rightly divided, you're going to be going upstream. I mean, you're going to be preaching things from a right divisional perspective that doesn't sit well with mainstream Christianity because there's a tradition involved. When you start bucking tradition, you're going to be perceived as somebody who's a troublemaker. My brother Lynn, he has two daughters. He lives in Burney, Texas, which is outside of San Antonio. Now, Lynn is a very good Bible student. He and I have studied Scripture, and he's now retired. He's trading money full-time, and he's raising two daughters. Now, one daughter is at Baylor University. Another daughter is a senior in high school this year. Well, I talked to him recently, and he was describing that they fellowship with a small Baptist church down there. And he was taking the pastor out to a hunting expedition. And he was trying to share scripture, rightly divided. And topics came up about baptism. And he was obviously teaching him his one baptism, not water baptism. And they basically came to an agreement to disagree. But when one of the daughters went on a field trip with kids from the church, I think they traveled to Colorado or something, and they found out that this daughter was not water baptized. And they started really giving her grief because, why aren't you water baptized? I mean, you know, he won't join the church because of what they require. He likes fellowship there. But he says, if I join your church, I'll have to do something I don't agree with. So I'm here to fellowship, but I won't do water baptism. So she was receiving grief from the students about not being water baptized. So he had prepared her to share scripture. So when she started to share scripture, they didn't want to go there. Yeah. Don't show me that. I know what it is. Everybody water baptized. If you're not, you're wrong. Well, okay, let's go to the scripture and let me show you. No, that's you know, that's too detailed. So she was, you know, enduring that affliction because she wasn't water baptized. Now, that's just water baptism. There's a whole bunch of things. If you look at it from right division clarifies Scripture, because when you rightly divide the word of truth, you understand who it was written to, for what reason, what's the context, and you better not steal from who is it written to. Because Scripture is written to you, you better find it and apply it. Now, verse 14, of those things put them in remembrance, charging them therefore before the Lord that they strive not about words for no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Now, verse 15, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word truth. You know, you have to study. Now, I've got two boys in school. We always talk about study habits. You know, I was a fantastic example of proper study habits when I went through school because I clearly was a straight-A student. Not. Don't do as I say, do as I do. The other way around. Don't do as I do as I say. Come on. So you were riding to church this morning. Hey, do you have any homework? Oh, well, you know, I'm only a chapter behind here, chapter behind there. So study is not easy. Study requires commitment. You know, since my niece was ready to share the scriptures, she had studied. But they didn't share the same value she did because when she challenged them to open up the Bible, they didn't want to go there because they don't know how to handle it. You know, this is just a book. I know what I've been taught. Don't confuse me with the words. I got my tradition to lie on. So study. Now, if you're studying, who are you studying for? Your mom, your dad. Mine both are passed away, so I better not be trying to prove it to them. It says here, to be approved unto God. So, you're studying to be approved from His perspective. Now, further than that, the next key word there is a workman. That word workman means a ditch digger. I think I've told this story before, but when I was growing up, my father was moving out of an office, and we were creating for him a home office. We converted the garage to become a home office, which really we did a pretty good job. Part of that conversion, we identified that certain trees in the creek there, where their roots were growing underneath the driveway and have buckled the driveway a certain bit. So I said, hey, why don't just, while we convert the garage, I'll fix the driveway. So the driveway had like six sections of concrete, and it was only one section, so I could take it on. Because I was, you know, just out of college and ready to take on the world. So I got a sledgehammer, and I got there and said, hey, I'm a big guy. I mean, I'm a fat man, you know, but I got some muscle, too. So I got there and said, boom! Of course, that first boom, I expected the concrete to shatter, and it just said, ooh. Oh, maybe I didn't hit so hard. Let me try it again. Boom! That was the hardest thing I've ever done. The concrete, oh, by the way, when they pour concrete, they put little things like chicken wire in there. That makes it very difficult to break up. I didn't know these things, but I learned. It took me all day just to pound it out. Now, I was too starving to go rent jackhammer. Because they invented the thing of, you know, that would have been much better. But I was too stubborn. I said, I'm going to beat this thing up. Man, I was just blistered. My hands were blistered, sore as all get out. And I finally got that concrete pulled out. Now, of course, the broken up concrete didn't want to come out because of the chicken wire. I had to start snipping that stuff. Let me tell you, don't do that. That's my first thing. But we called Delisi, and they came out and poured it. It looks great today, but, you know, it takes a workman. It takes effort. You can't just, you know, with a flip of your hand, get it done. You have to spend time. You have to look at things, and it just doesn't come all at once. It comes over time. You know, here I'm almost 47 years old. I can't believe it. somebody at the office turned 50. I'm like, well, 50? Oh, that's ancient, you know. I'm 3 years away from that. I mean, that's a long ways away. But, so, we're studying to be approved unto God with a workman attitude. And if we do that, we won't be ashamed. When we're called upon to express something or answer a question, we won't be ashamed because we're rightly dividing the word of truth. Go to your handout, please. So, page one, right division. Well, if you look at historically, what is right division? Page two, slide two. A guy named Miles Coverdale came along and he gave us the first complete translation of the Bible. He did that by handwriting it out. But in his flyleaf of his Bible, he had the following words concerning interpretation. Slide three. He wrote out, "It shall greatly help you understand Scripture if you mark not only what is spoken or what's written, but of whom, to whom, with what words, at what time, where, to what extent, to what intent, with what circumstance, considering what goes on before and what follows." Yeah, basically, you get unity out of division. So, slide four. That's really the definition of hermeneutics. Now, we went to the American Heritage Dictionary of the English language. The theory and methodology of interpretation, especially of scriptural text. If you go to Noah Webster's 1828 American Dictionary, it says, hermeneutics is the art of finding the meaning of an author's words or phrases and explaining it to others. I like that, explaining it to others. What was that fat man of Scripture? Faithful, available, to teach others also. So, slide five. Through the years... Oh, yes. Thank you, Mike. Slide five. There you go. That's true. You have your handouts and you have the big screen. I give it to you both ways. That's what a fat man does. Now... Pastor Mack, the founder of this church, came up with these eight internal laws of Scripture. And if you follow these laws, you come down to the proper interpretation. First of all Scripture is God-breathed. There's no Scripture that is of higher authority. It's all God's Word. And number two says it's inspired by God. So we're thoroughly furnished on all good works. We lack nothing. We've got everything because we have the completed Bible that's available to us. Number three says the study to show yourself approved, a right division. Four, no prophecy in the Scripture is of any private interpretation. You can't read something in Scripture and come to your private interpretation. You have to find out what the Scripture's interpretation of it is. So, if there's a prophecy, you need to find out what Scripture says about that prophecy. Now, number five says, the mystery was given to complete the Word of God. There's nothing left to be given. The last body of truth given through the Apostle Paul was the body of truth called the mystery. It completed the Word of God. Number six is every authority is under authority, and God's the ultimate authority. So you have to look at Scripture, and basically when you're looking at something involving authority, God's words is the ultimate authority. Number seven says, faith coming in hearing, hearing by the Word of God. You don't receive your faith by something you see. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And number eight on this internal law list is, compare the things that differ. When you find something in Scripture, you have to find where else it's talked about and compare it. You have to compare context. You have to compare what basically what Miles Coverdale settled to compare. Who was it written to? When was it written? When before? When and when after? What's the context? So slide 6. Now, several years ago, we formed, incorporated, a Wright Division Incorporated. And it basically is a nonprofit corporation that is organized to promote exclusively for educational purposes, but its primary focus is to promote Christ Jesus, Christian doctrine, and the proper interpretation of the Holy Scriptures. Slide 7. So back in November 26, 2000, we launched WrightDivision.com. Now, this is WrightDivision.com. Now, back then, this was a pretty good site. It was developed by 800 by 600 format because the computers back then had resolutions that were of that size. So you wouldn't have to scroll left or right to view this website. You just would scroll up and down. So this was when we launched WrightDivision.com. Now, in this month, January 2010, go to slide 8. We're going to launch WrightDivision.com again. We're going to relaunch it. And this is what it looks like. Now, it's very exciting because this is being rebuilt within current technology standards. That means we'll be able to do things that is very commonplace with the internet nowadays. Now, as you see, the width of this is wider because today standard is 1024 by 768. That's a term describing the number of pixels across this way, 1024, and 768 is number of pixels this way. So the width is targeting the standard resolution out there for all the monitors on the internet. There's a tool called Google Analytics, and we use that for Wright Division. When you pull up Google Analytics, it shows everybody in the world who has viewed your website, and you can look at a page and say, okay, what browsers were they using? What was their screen monitor resolution? It gives you very, very detailed information. And if you look at people who have come to our website, 34% are using 1024 by 768. The next four resolutions are higher. You have to go to number 6 before you get back down to 800 by 600. So this is really targeting a sweet spot. So as you can see here, we have paid for an artist to design a style. So the previous Wright Division was styled by me. And I'm an engineer. I'm not an artist, believe me. So we have a style, a new logo, and this style is consistent throughout the whole site. Now, we have not changed the method of using this tool, meaning in November 26, 2000, we launched and we still were, at the time we used Evangelical, Fundamental, Dispensational, Audio Room, Publications, Charts, and other information. So nothing has changed from that perspective because we think we're using this tool accurately or appropriately to introduce somebody to Wright Division. Because, first of all, go to page 9. The first step of talking about Wright Division is, are you saved? You know, I can tell you about the mystery, I can tell you about the super heavenlies far above all principalities and powers, but if you're not saved, it's not going to mean hill beans. Salvation is critical for understanding Scripture. Because if you understand all the whiz-bang technology, dispensational, cool stuff, it doesn't get you into heaven. You have to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. So evangelical section focuses on that message. And every lesson here is focusing on the deity of Christ, all suffering, Christ's sacrifice. So there are many lessons here that speak to salvation. Now, once you're saved, you're ready for the calculus, right? No, go to page 10. You have to start building fundamentals. And the fundamental section takes the student to lessons that teach them some of the fundamental things that they need to learn. You need to understand fundamentally that there are internal laws of biblical interpretation. You know, there's a great article by Bullinger regarding the Christian's greatest need to get to know him. So fundamentally, you start drinking milk. You know, the analogy we had in Scripture, we've had a Bible camp that went through this analogy. As a new Christian, you're a babe. And you start, as babies, you start drinking milk. When you start growing up off that milk, you start eating more substance. You can't get to the meat of Scripture until you have some teeth that can chomp on that steak. And that teeth comes through study to be approved unto God. That workman attitude. That teeth requires study and commitment to get the Scriptures down. And, you know, when you start coming across topics, go get a concordance and look up where it's talked about and start comparing Scripture and coming to the Scriptural's interpretation of that passage. These are some fundamental things that you have to get under your belt. Now, when you get fundamentally sound, go to slide number 11, then you can start talking about some dispensational issues. Okay, well, this is where some of the meat of Scripture comes out, because this is where you start getting into really heavy topics and dispensational things. And in this section, we have a lot of Max writings, and there's some great studies here, but you have to be fairly mature in your understanding of things, because when you read these lessons, it requires some study. So, evangelical, fundamental, dispensational. So, basically a stepping stone. You grow up into the sight through that process. Now, page 12, or slide 12, the audio room. Now, this is where we have really shined in what we do here, because we have collected audio since 1970s. And that's massive. So we have digitally recorded audio since 2000. So this website maintains or contains audios going back every week to 2000. January 2000 till today, every audio lesson is on there. That's impressive. Now, let's talk about audio. Back in the day when we had the audio room fired off in November of 2000, the bandwidth for computers was pretty small. Now, bandwidth is a fancy term for a pipe. Now, if you have a body of water and you have a pipe this big and you drain your body of water, it'll go faster. If you have a pipe that's this big and you drain the same body of water, it'll go slower, right? So the internet works the same way. This body of water is the digital lesson we have. And if the pipe connecting your computer is this big, you'll have a hard time listening to that lesson. Back in 2000, all the pipes were this big. So there were companies really focused on making audio available called being streamed over the internet. So one company was called Real Audio. So you had to have the Real Audio player to listen to our audio, because we were producing audio in Real Audio format, because everybody out there had little pipes. The only way they could listen was through a real audio player, through these little pipes. Now, as time passed, the internet kind of grew up. The internet, when I went to work for IBM in 98, IBM had just bought a company in France. The company's name was CGI Informatique. They had, basically, IBM bought them for expanding their services in Europe. Well, it just so happened, IBM said, hey, this CGI Informatique had a software program that had been localized in 30 countries, meaning they could run payroll in 30 countries. That was pretty unique. So they said, why don't we form a team in North America to bring the software over there and compete with PeopleSoft and Oracle and SAP. So I was one of the people hired to join that team. Well, as I built, at that time, the internet was coming prevalent in business, at least North America, and most companies were trying to figure out how to enroll their employees' benefits online. You know, if you basically work for a company to provide benefits, you have to select benefits every year. Well, the way to do that at that time was do it not via paper, but the internet. So I built, with a programmer, we built a prototype self-service application that did that. So I presented it to the French executives who came over to review it. And I'll never forget this. The French guy said, hey, we're not going to take the internet seriously. We think it's a fad. And he really bragged on the Minitel, which is the terminal version of the internet in France that was provided by the government. And I could not believe he said the internet's a fad. So, long story short, an executive left there to go to a startup company. I left with him. So, at that time, the internet was filled with small pipes. Today, the internet's filled with big pipes. And it's very inexpensive because you can get a big pipe to your house for $30 a month. And it's a big pipe. So, I get pretty excited about that. But that means we don't have to produce audio in real audio format anymore. We produce every bit of audio in MP3 format. MP3 format is downloadable and streamable. So it serves both purposes. So now, those of you who've got iPods or MP3 players for Christmas, you can download MP3s from the website and put them on there and listen to them as you work out, listen to them as you do laundry, listen to them as you drive somewhere. Basically, we're in our audio room. We have provided MP3 format throughout. So we're very current from that standpoint. Now, what we've done with Audio Room. Now, in the past, I manually posted audio by chronologically, meaning you had to post audio by month and by year. We also maintain a section with topics like the mystery, baptism. Derek just finished two lessons. He did one on the characters of Christmas. He did three lessons on that one. He also did a lesson prior to that on the mysteries in the prison epistles. There you go. So, these are the last two lessons. Not lessons. Okay, here's a new concept. A study consists of multiple lessons. So, for instance, the study, Characters of Christmas, has three lessons. The study, The Mysteries of Prison Epistles, I think has six lessons. Now, if you drill down into the audio room, you'll find lessons called The Acts of the Apostles. That has like 36 lessons. So, you can have studies that apply to dispensational, fundamental, and evangelical studies. So remember the mystery papers Mac wrote, that's a dispensational study. It has multiple lessons. So a study is a basically compound group of lessons. Now, this is where the new technology comes into play. Every lesson has an author. As we posted, we have recorded who taught the lesson. Now, since we're using a database behind the new site, we basically now can click on a teacher, and every lesson by that teacher comes up automatically. I don't have to do it. That's pretty exciting. Because guess what? We've got people in Ireland signing a guest book saying, can you not provide some more of Mr. McLean's studies? Well, now we can do it, and it's immediately set up to support that. So if you want to listen to McLean studies, you go click on McLean, you click on Lessons by Teacher, you get everything he's ever taught that's posted on the website. When I went back and loaded in all the lessons, Joe Russell taught 3 lessons. So I had to put his bio and picture and listen to him as a lesson. So I thought you might find it interesting. So it's amazing how much. Now, we're going to cover more of the technology tonight, but there's some really great things we can do behind the scenes with the technology nowadays. So turn to slide 13. We have the publication section. Now, we maintain 2 categories, Northside Bible Church publications and other publications. Previously, we had built an interface to PayPal, and the shopping cart was PayPal's. Now it's all ours. Everything with our publications is maintained within our site. So when you drill down into publications, you see a listing. You see this now. With the fact that this is now on the web, I'm able to delegate. I'm able to give responsibility and let them log in and maintain that portion of the website. So Clark is going to be the maintainer of publications. You see up here, it said log in, register. Clark has a username and password, so he can log in. When he does, he'll have the rights to maintain the publication section. Go to slide 14. Charts. Now, I think this is one of the neatest things that we have on the website, because people like to visually see something described. I do. And every time I use a chart in teaching, I think I get really good reception because it makes it more clear. We'll have a whole bunch of charts here. Now, this right here is our primary chart, because you click on that and you go into the Alpha and Omega chart digitally. So every section now is a hyperlink that allows you to drill into and get some studies or lessons based on that topic. We've had many people sign the guest book saying, oh, this is really good. Thank you for doing this. So this is our primary thing. Go to slide 15. We'll have other information, just like we did on the other website. Now here, we'll have holidays. Now holidays will allow you to drill in and see every lesson taught for each holiday automatically. So new neat things like that. Now go to slide 16. We'll still have a forum. But guess what? You have to register to be posting information on the forum. So now, people will be able to register on a website that allows them to participate in the forum. So that's really nice. Now, previously we had forums through another company. We had guest book through another company. We had search capabilities for another company. And we had to pay for that. All this capability is now built in the website. We don't have to pay anybody else. Go to slide 17. Guestbook. Now, what's cool about this, I have gone back and I've extracted all the previous guestbook entries and loaded them in our new guestbook. So what's fun about that is we had one guy say, William Champ Champion. This guy, William Champion, is some guy in Greenville, Alabama, has my name, so he thought it was important to sign the guestbook. Anyways, this guestbook has about 250 entries over the last 10 years, and it's really, really neat to see what comments we had from Australia, New Zealand, China, Philippines, Germany, all over the place. Slides 18. So in summary, Right Division is an important Bible study skill for every Christian. You know, if you don't write divided, you're basically enjoying a combination salad. Right Division is a website devoted to help study Scripture right divided. So this website is your tool to use to point people to topics or basically help you describe the concepts of the mystery of Right Division. You can't come to the mystery but through Right Division. And the relaunch of Right Division has brought the technology behind it to the highest level. And that'll be the topic for tonight. Page 19. So, some of the scriptures, I want to thank you for listening, but some of the scripture that really provides me motivation was this fat man. I like being fat. And 2 Timothy 2:24, and the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, apt to teach. I like teaching with this website. I hope you do too. Let's close in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your Son Christ Jesus. We thank you for the opportunity to use this website as a tool for Right Division and as a witnessing testimony. And we pray for the website that continues to do its business and basically promote Right Division and Scripture, but most of all, your Son Christ Jesus. And we thank you for the opportunity to do that. We thank you for the church here and the fellowship we have of the mystery. And basically, we're looking forward to the next decade of activity through the Right Division website. And we just want to praise your name. For it's Christ's name, praise you in the name we ask it. For his sake, amen.
His name is wonderful.
You've been listening to a lesson provided by Northside Bible Church. Our assembly is excited to bring you many studies to help the Christian grow in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, rightly divided. If you live in the greater Oklahoma City area, we welcome you to come and fellowship with us each Sunday. Sunday school begins at 10:15 and church service at 11. Otherwise, we hope you enjoy all the many audio lessons and Bible studies found on rightdivision.com. Questions regarding today's lesson or on any material on the website can be sent to our email address, which is questions@rightdivision.com. Or feel free to write us at Northside Bible Church, P.O. Box 20777, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73156. Thanks again for listening, and be sure and study your Bible today.